I never had a talk with him, but he kind of told us like what it would kind of take, and he asked me what I think it would take, and my answer to him was go out there and act like you're the starting quarterback, and that's kind of the way I've taken it, trying to command more from the offense, trying to be a leader. You know, a lot of the guys he's had in the past, Jameis Winston and a lot of other guys, are phenomenal leaders and command a lot from the offense and also from his coaches, just trying to build that trust. And so that's kind of one thing I've been focusing on since fall camp has started.
Did that ever cross your mind? Or did you want to stay here battling?
Nah, I never thought of transferring.
You know, why not?
I just feel like there's no reason to. I feel comfortable in my position. I feel comfortable in the way Jimbo Fisher develops quarterbacks and has developed me so far since he got here. So it never really crossed my mind. I never will.
Is there one guy that you're passing it has come along? Maybe Jimbo. I'm not saying the other ones
are bad. I feel like it's made great strides and can only get better. You know, Jimbo is a phenomenal quarterback coach and is really known around the world for what he does with quarterbacks. So just the way he wants us to understand reads and why we do certain stuff has helped me. I felt like I've always been a good passer, but knowing, understanding, and what receiver I should go to, I feel like it really helped me mentally.
What do you feel like your game's grown the most between last year and this year?
I would say being able to throw from the pocket and throw under duress and be able to maneuver around the pocket, still keep two hands on the ball, still keep my eyes downfield. Obviously, practice, you aren't going to get hit, but still developing those habits are really important for really what you're going to be getting in the game.
What's the biggest thing that keeps you – how do you develop it?
Like everything, I feel like just repetition. So just a lot of pocket present stuff during practice, being able to move, really just quick twitch muscles during practice. But I feel like everything happens with repetition.
What's it like having Jimbo in your ear all day long during practice?
I think it helps not only quarterbacks but everybody else. He always tells us he doesn't want him to be a coach. He wants us to be coaching. He wants to be a manager. So I feel like a lot of that, whenever he's hard on the quarterbacks and everybody else, the encouragement and confidence has to come from the guys that are on the field, just how it's going to be in the game.
For you guys, how much more is kind of put on y'all's shoulders with this offense? Because he even talked about it. It's kind of like you guys are running the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot more on our shoulders, but I feel like it's easier than last year because we're understanding why we do certain stuff. So I feel like whenever you kind of – it's like getting the answers to the test. Like, you understand based on what coverages and based on leverage of defenders, you kind of know where to go with the ball. So it gets the ball at your hands quicker. So that's kind of something that he's taught us and we're continue to focus on going into the season.
And I know you've probably already been asked this, but as far as the quarterback competition between you and Nick, I know y'all have a pretty good relationship, but what's it like in the quarterback room? What's it like out on the practice field?
Just guys out there competing, and that's all you could ask for. You can't worry about what the other one is doing. You just got to go out and make sure you don't make the same mistake twice, continue to learn. Continue to go out and make your teammates better, no matter who you're running with, the ones or the twos.